going to bring him down more than likely 15-yard penalty against the Pirates. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is, personal foul against Harbor Beach.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody, you'll take that penalty because at least they're getting their hands on some of these running backs and trying to slow them down, because in the first quarter, Derrick Brown was going right through the line of scrimmage and the linebacking core without being touched, and that is unacceptable on your defensive side. I don't care what team you are. That's not good on defense, and kudos to this ugly offensive line. They are dominating this game right now, and guys like Brandel and Brown and Keller are getting most of the rewarded for it.
So 15 yards all the way down to the 15-yard line, and this is a handoff to Jonathan Brandel right up the middle. And he gets all the way down inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. Brought down by Harbor Beach's Daniel Lanfiera, the linebacker, for about a 7-yard gain. Second down, 3 yards to go for the Bearcats, knocking on the door for the third time.
Yeah, making it look easy as ugly offensive line creating big holes. Jonathan Brandel slides through them and then gets hit but falls forward for a couple more, making 7-8 yards look really easy right now.
11:15 left in the second, 16-6, Ubley leading by 10, trying to make it more right here. Second down and 3 to go. It's Derrick Brown around the right side, and he's tripped up at the 2-yard line. Regardless of not scoring, he gets a new set of downs for the Bearcats, brought down by Brady Kirsch before the end zone at the 2-yard line, first and goal for the Bearcats.
Yeah, that's how you know Derrick Brown is special. There are three Harbor Beach Pirates there in the area to make the tackle, and he puts Brady Kirsch down on the ground, who ended up shoestring tackle, but he made him miss and was going to try and go between the other two. So he's making defenders miss all over the place on top of having large holes to run through.
10:48 left in the first half. Ubley trying to score. First and goal from the Harbor Beach 2-yard line. T formation, Mychek under center. And it's a handoff to Jonathan Brandel. He's in the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Ubley. The Bearcats, for the third time tonight, find the end zone. 10:37 left in the second. It is now Ubley 22, Harbor Beach 6.
Yeah, Harbor Beach not locating the football well, not getting off the line of scrimmage at all. And Ubley taking great advantage of it. And these running backs are hitting holes hard, and they are fast, folks. And they get into the end zone for the third time early, already in the second quarter.
10:37 left in the second, and we've had 4 touchdowns collectively. 3 for the Bearcats, trying to make it 24-6 with a 2-point conversion here. It's a handoff to Jonathan Brandel. Same exact play and same exact result. The 2-point conversion from Brandel is good. It is Ubley 24, Harbor Beach 6, with 10:37 left in the first half on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you need to make paying your monthly bills easier, ask Northstar Bank about their online bill pay. You can pay all of your bills from one centralized place, and that is easy.
Hi, this is Christy Bereton, e-business and retail specialist at North Star Bank. Paying your bills is easy with our online bill pay. This free, secure service allows you to pay bills to anyone within the United States from one centralized place. Once you're set up with North Star Bank's bill pay, you can easily view and schedule payments in advance to help better manage your money. You can even set up reoccurring payments to save yourself time and sign up for e-bills to view bills electronically with participating merchants. Make paying bills easier by visiting North Star Bank today and ask about our free online bill pay.
Bill pay is available to online banking customers. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Member FDIC.
With 10:37 before the half is over, it's already Ubley 24, Harbor Beach 6, as the Pirates have really no stop for the Bearcats yet tonight.
Well, we knew it was going to be a struggle for them to stop the running game, but even this is a little extreme for me, Clark.
And it's brought in by Harbor Beach, and they get all the way across the 20 out to the 32-yard line before he's stopped by Cavalier Essenmacher. For the Bearcats, 10
you've been waiting all night to say that, haven't you?
I have. I'm not going to lie on that one.
Brendan Shedd returned the kick for the Pirates.
At the 32-yard line, Harbor Beach will start this drive as the Ubley Bearcats march 70 yards down the field, took 4 minutes and 15 seconds off the clock off of 10 plays, resulting in that touchdown 24-6 from Jonathan Brandel. 10 and a half to play in the first half. 24-6, Harbor Beach trailing by 18.
Curious to see if Ubley makes any adjustments. The last time Harbor Beach had the football, they threw it all over the lot. They forced a turnover and given up a big touchdown pass. No change, looks like. They're going to keep three linebackers, seven guys in the box, and keep one-on-one coverage.
Ubley showing blitz, and we have a flag before, and it's going to be a false start against Harbor Beach. So it's a disco night early in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach. Pushes them back 5 yards. It'll be first down and 15 from their own 28-yard line.
Yeah, James Shelkey, my bad on that play as he hits his own helmet. 17 for Harbor Beach. Brendan Shedd goes in motion. As soon as he goes in motion, Shelkey takes off down the field and realizes that he's got to let that guy go in motion before he can take off. So an easy false start call here and not good for Harbor Beach. They're already down by a couple scores. The last thing you want to do is give Ubley's defense 5 more yards on you.
Two wide each way. Man in motion for Harbor Beach. That's Brendan Shedd to the far sideline. Kirsch back to pass. He's in trouble. Has to scramble. This fly to the far side, near sideline, and is just overthrown. And hits one hand of James Shelkey, and he can't bring it in as he had his defender beat at the 40-yard line of Ubley. That one would have gone the distance had he been able to bring it in. Falls incomplete. Second down, 15 from their own 27.
Just not enough air under it. A little too hot. But number 33, Skyler Lasoski. The one thing about putting a guy in motion, Clark, is if you don't let that guy get set and you start the play as he just is finishing his movement, it's easy to time for the defense. And Skyler Lasoski did that. He went right around the right end untouched. Brady Kirsch, though, makes him miss, steps up in the pocket and around him, and sets his feet. It delivers what was almost a perfect football down the field. James Shelkey gets quite the separation, locates the football where the Ubley defender did not, and inches away from a huge play and a long touchdown pass. But those options are going to be there if the offensive line can protect Kirsch in the pocket, because with one-on-one coverage, usually the wide receiver has the advantage, and there is no deep safety for Ubley as they're going to continue to bring pressure all night long until Harbor Beach can prove that they can score on them every drive.
10:23 left in the second quarter. We have a break in action. A timeout called, I believe, by Harbor Beach. We'll confirm that for you. As Troy Shelkey in that huddle was not pleased with his offense as they're leaving opportunities on the field.
Yeah, they sure are. Penalties don't help either, and that usually drives a coach wild.
Two wide each way. Spread formation for the Pirates. Kirsch rolling to his left, looking to pass. Nothing there. He's going to have to throw across his body. Keeps it for himself and gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and he's tackled out of bounds. And the home team wants a late hit, and they're going to get none. It's going to be a 6-yard gain brought down by Darren Soule. It is now third down and 9 to go from the 34.
A good decision there, knowing the pressure's coming. They roll the pocket out, give Kirsch some time, but I don't like how he has to roll to his left. He has to set his feet. He had a couple receivers, but they were down the field, out of the area for him to throw it across his body. He had to set his feet, not enough time, but doesn't force it, tucks the ball down, runs for 6 yards. It's a nice gain on a play that looked like it was going nowhere.
10:15 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach trying to get something going. They have a 3rd and 8 in front of them. The first down marker is at their own 43-yard line. Coming out of the huddle, working off the left hash. One receiver to the wide, to the near sideline. That is James Shelkey. 3 to the right. One man in the backfield, Lanfear with Kirsch. That is on his right. We have whistles again, and this is another timeout by Harbor Beach. Coach Shelkey didn't like what he saw, so he calls another timeout to get this one right.
Well, Ubley made the adjustment there on 3rd and 8, an obvious passing down right now for Harbor Beach. Ubley took two of those linebackers, left one in the middle, and then pulled one back to play deep safety on one side, and the other one was playing deep safety on the other side. Coach Shelkey obviously noticed that and needed to change the play.
10:15 left in the first half. It's an 18-point ball game, Ubley 24. Harbor Beach 6. Dave, what are your first takeaways from this ballgame?
Well, it's a little bit of a chess match now as Coach Kaufman in this situation obviously knows it's a passing down, so he moves some defensive backs in the game to help cover those passing plays, realizing that these Harbor Beach receivers are open. If Kirsch can just get that area a little closer, he wants to throw a little tighter inside. But the trouble is there's a lot of pressure. You know, Ubley is bringing heat every time. This offensive line isn't doing that bad of a job, but when Ubley is bringing 6 and 7 guys on every play, Kirsch has got to make a decision quickly, and that's why the ball hasn't been that accurate so far.